Emmaus, about 7 miles distant. They were walking west toward the sunset, toward darkness. Maybe that's why they didn't recognize Jesus, who was the light of the world. These two disciples were unable to understand all the things that happened. Our Lord's passion, his crucifixion and death. But they know what they had seen. A prophet, mighty in word and deed. They knew what they were hoping for. That Jesus would be the Redeemer of Israel. But they did not know what to make of his violent death at the hands of their rulers. Their dreams were shattered. Now the tomb had already been discovered empty, but these two disciples on the road had not heard of any actual experience of the risen Lord. It would only be upon their return to Jerusalem a little later that they would realize and hear such wonderful news. The disciples are probably returning from home from the Passover celebration, and they probably assumed that this stranger walking beside them was also returning home from Passover. Although Clopas' companion was not named, there are clues. His companion on the road may have been his wife. The first clue is one of the women who stood at the foot of the cross was Mary, the wife of Clopas. It also sounds like the disciples jointly offer hospitality to the Lord a little later on as a husband and wife. We're not for certain. But it's an interesting thought that they might have been husband and wife. And then Jesus walked with them and talked to them about the meaning of life. And all of a sudden, that meaning of life became clear. And darkness became light. The disciples weren't reluctant to describe the events of the past few days. And they even admitted that they believed that Jesus was a fulfillment of the messianic expectations. This at a time when the closest to Jesus withdrew from fear for their own safety. These disciples are telling a perfect stranger that they believe in Jesus. Took courage. Then Jesus did chide them for being slow of heart to understand and believe all that the prophets spoke. He explained to them it was necessary for the Christ to suffer death, rise from the dead, and enter into his glory. Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him through all the scriptures. We heard also in today's second reading, St. Peter opens the scriptures to proclaim the meaning of Christ's death according to the Father's set plan foreknown from the foundation of the world, that we are all saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. This Jesus, who was described as the new Moses and the new Passover lamb, he's the one whom David sang in today's psalm, that the soul will not be abandoned, but was shown the path of life. And then Jesus, ever courteous, never imposing on anyone, made as if he would go further on and leave these disciples. He awaited their invitation to come in, and he did. And after breaking open the scriptures, the Lord at table took bread, blessed it, broke it, gave it to his disciples exactly as he did at the Last Supper. And with that, the disciples' eyes were opened by the breaking of the bread, and they recognized who was with them. In every Eucharist, we reenact that Easter Sunday in Emmaus. The Lord Jesus reveals himself to us in our journey. He speaks to our heart in the scriptures. And then at the table, at the altar, in the person of the priest, he breaks the bread. The disciples, whose hearts burned within them, as the Lord spoke to them, begged him to stay. And he did for a while. These disciples could not keep the good news to themselves. And after the Lord left, they went back to Jerusalem to share their experience with others. These disciples, overflowing with joy, probably ran back to Jerusalem, where they found the 11 gathered together and many of those with them. And can you imagine the joy when the two disciples heard of the 11 Tell them that the Lord has truly been raised and appeared to Simon. Then the two, in their turn, recounted what they experienced on the way to Emmaus and how the Lord Jesus was with them. And they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. It's the glory of every Christian that he or she live in the fellowship of others and share that same experience and faith that they have. Isn't it true that true friendship only begins when we share a common memory? And we can say to each other, do you remember? And I can just imagine those disciples with the apostles and other believers who shared that sacred memory of Emmaus and the experience of the Lord's rising from the dead when he appeared to Peter. I'm sure they reminisced that memory over and over for the rest of their lives. And we sustain each other today and share in a common religious experience and our own stories of our own faith journey that underscore the faith in the Lord and his church. We don't journey alone. We have companions with whom we can discuss what occurs in our lives. We need each other. We cannot journey alone. We need encouragement. We need support. And as the disciples were journeying on the road to Emmaus, something happened beneath them they couldn't observe. Christ is always with us. He's our intimate traveling companion along the way. After all, it was God who was at work beneath and within what we can observe. Perhaps we don't recognize this because, like the disciples on the way to Emmaus, we are slow of heart to believe. We don't see the extraordinary in the ordinary. We don't see the hand of God in our lives. But once we realize who our traveling companion really is, our hearts will burn within us. Our eyes will be open, and we'll look with the eyes of faith. We'll be able to see the working of Almighty God in the ordinary events of our life and proclaim his insight to us and share that with others in the sacred memories we make. May this Easter season and our faith transform us into missionary zeal. All of us can enter into the mystery when we recognize him in the breaking of the bread. Amen.